Shark Chat Freestyle for Wednesday, August 21st, 2013. Dog Days of Podcasting, going down the Silicon Road. And make it a short one tonight. This is the story of how I helped get our company on the internet and registered domain. And everything was so much harder back then. It really was. Back in the early 90s, there was no easy answer for how do I get on the internet. You had to know somebody at a university or something really odd about the connection. I knew a gentleman at, what was it? The domain was lakesys.com, but I think he also worked at Marquette University or did some help or did some work for them. So I had a connection that way. And then our first connection at work was actually a dial-up connection. We would dial up hourly and get some news groups and things and send out some email. And it was painful, especially trying to get things like SendMail configured. I never liked SendMail.cf files. Some people liked them. I just couldn't get my mind around anything beyond the basic stuff. So I was... This is the part I'm not too proud of. I siphoned off the news groups to help feed my bulletin board system, figuring, hey, you know what? It's there. I can dial into work. Same kind of modems and everything. I think I had a telebit. Originally, it was a Trailblazer, and then I think we got the Worldblazer and the T2500 or something. There was a whole bunch of different ones with their PEP protocol, the Packetized Ensemble protocol. Very interesting stuff, but didn't really catch on. A lot of the V32 bis stuff was a lot more popular with the Hayes and US Robotics modems. Am I bringing back any memories yet? I hope so. But that turned into a slight conflict of interest because I was because of the memberships that were going on with the bulletin board. So technically, I was using work resources and selling them. It'd be like borrowing a trailer from work and charging people to haul stuff around. So I had to immediately drop that, in which case I think I already mentioned I went to a local ISP for $50 a month for that same stuff. And, you know, you don't have to be a business major to find out that the expenses were more than the income, and that's why I had to cancel it. Anyway, back to work. I also had contracted part of my system out to work and to somebody else. I can't remember who the other person was, but to help offset some of the costs, they didn't really have a good corporate file drop mechanism. So when you needed to exchange a file with a customer, I had an easy way to configure the bulletin board as kind of a separate instance. Based on their login, they would get a whole different set of menus and different file space and whatnot. So I made it very easy, and then I think I actually hand-typed a lot of these invoices with logo and address space and all kinds of stuff. It was pretty crazy. But that worked out for a while. It helped offset the costs, and eventually I think they set up a Wildcat BBS or something internally. It was just horrible. But anyway, I did what I did. Our first dedicated connection was a 64K line through CICNet in Michigan, if I remember right. We took an old underpowered HPUX machine, a Series 300, if I remember right, a 360, so it had like a 68030 processor and not a whole lot of memory, but it wasn't doing a whole lot other than email relay, and I think it might have been getting the news groups on a regular schedule, too. So it was the end of the UUCP days, but dedicated connection was nice because now you could actually use that web browser for something, and it would go out. It was one of those pilot projects that started in engineering and then caught on really quickly. I think originally we had like five Class C addresses. 206, 209, I can't remember the rest, but we had like five Class C addresses that did that. And eventually that needed to be grown up. We did set up a CERN web server, later an Apache web server, but if anybody remembers, the CERN web server was lightweight, a little underpowered, but it was able to present a decent webpage, and that's what we used for the corporate site, hosted by our own corporate site. And it was one of those typical early bad internet pages with a picture of the building and a few bullet items and, you know, no layout, so to speak. It was pretty pathetic. And handled email and news feeds with a total of about 600 mega disk. And it worked, but like the early BBS, needed a lot of babysitting. Seemed like the mail queue would always get clogged up or something. So that was getting on the internet early. Next time I will tell you about my first major web app. So you can find out more about me at chuckchat.com, where all the podcasts live, or you can go to chucktomasi.com, and I will see you next time. 101.